Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say, I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51.
We're here.
The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
Welcome in, Cafeteria Nation, to the podcast that doesn't always eat bugs, but when we do, they are flavored like potato chips. This is Cafeteria 51.
John, I gotta tell you, I think I have a pretty good constitution as far as, you know, eating things.
This, you have a copy of the Constitution?
This one's bothering me a little bit.
Is it?
Just the thought of it, and I don't know why. And almost as if it was appropriate, on Facebook, someone posted a meme today and it said, a pound of flies has like twice as much protein as a pound of beef.
Well, I mean, they do say that the food of the future, if we were to be in a world where resources became more scarce, the food of the future is bugs.
Yeah, I saw Snowpiercer. I know how it goes.
Super healthy. Super high in protein,
bugs and the occasional dude's arm. I saw that movie. So
it's a great movie. I have not watched the reinvented television show yet. Have you?
No, I was aware of it, and that's as far as I've delved into it. I have no idea if they on a different train or a different telling, because it kind of ended as, you know, well, I guess we shouldn't say, but.
Yeah. I think it's kind of a throwback to, like, remember the early 90s, every time there was a successful movie, they'd put out a TV show version that had literally nothing to do with the movie.
Right.
Yeah. There was a Ferris Bueller's Day Off TV show, I think.
Mm-hmm. Which was no Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
No, I loved Parker Lewis Can't Lose. Oh, yeah. there was a Clueless TV show. And like most of these, they didn't have the same actors.
Fast
they didn't
Times Ridgemont High had its own TV show.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So the tradition continues, I suppose, with Snowpiercer. We're going to find out that it's actually an extension of the movie and all the same actors, just because we didn't research it, but whatever.
Well, I mean, he no longer has any Marvel commitments, so. What's his name? Who's Chris Evans, Captain America.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. He's made it official that he will not ever pick up the shield again. I mean, that's until 10 years from now when he doesn't have work and they're offering him a boatload of money.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. has already relented on the, I'll never be Iron Man again.
Right. Right. You just like, Wolverine, you know, Hugh Jackman, I'll never be unless they get the rights, and then they get the rights. No shit. So who knows? Who knows?
I think that's the thing. You read these reports, especially on that one, Hugh Jackman. It's like one week it's, I'll never be Wolverine again. The next week it's like, I'm waiting for them to call.
Well, then the other side of the aisle, Henry Cavill just signed up to be Superman for a bunch of more movies.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he signed a new contract. Said he's not that's done with the character.
That's so bizarre. Like, it's so bizarre. Now, forget the actor. I mean, they say stuff, but it's so bizarre that they're taking the DCEU and like ripping up part of it, but not all of it.
That's
like, so,
no longer Batman and probably the Flash, because he beat up a woman in real life. You know, or did some
I heard
weird
about
shit.
That.
So
yeah, but like Batman, right? Batflex gone. The Joker really isn't part of the universe.
Joker they did have was man bad. So yeah.
You mean from Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's my take. I want to know what happened. Well, it's not even a take. It's more of a question. What happens when they release the Snyder Cut, which is happening, if you haven't heard yet, posted about it in Hysteria Nation. They're releasing the Snyder Cut next year on HBO Max. And apparently it's like 4 hours long, and they're literally getting the actors to come back in and do some new voices. And
we should get to see some Green Lantern action in that, at least some of the other characters. We get to see Darkseid. Yep.
The dark side we deserve.
We get to see the gods, like Zeus and them, defeat Steppenwolf and Darkseid.
Oh, you mean in that was
filmed flashback? And they didn't do it. Yeah, the Zeus or whoever it is defeated Darkseid.
So we're gonna get a lot more of that, like where we saw Lantern flying around and all of that. Yeah. So. My question is, what if this is wildly, insanely popular? Like, what if they walk away from that going, holy shit, this is what it was supposed to have been, and millions upon millions of people are more than willing to throw out their hard-earned money at this exact thing. Do they then try to retcon back into Batfleck and back into everything that they're trying to summarily destroy right now?
No, they just send out crickets to everyone and they eat them, and then that's how it happens.
I mean, I can tell you're working on your transitions.
No, I don't know, man. This is a weird one. And this one is also the actors were like, that is not the movie that we filmed. And it's pieces of shit, you know.
They're all excited about the Snyder coming out. My point is, is there any hope that we get back on track to what Snyder was building? If it's good, it could be bad.
Well, Snyder's done a whole bunch of other bad shit too, so I'm not holding my breath, but at least this might be better. I don't know. The powers that be at Warner Brothers seem to not have a fucking clue what to do with DC. So that's unfortunate because the characters and the stories are amazing, and they just can't put them pen to paper when it comes to making a movie for some reason.
Last thing on that, I always wanted to see more of that, and you'll know this, you know comics better than I do, Brent, but there's this dystopian future comic series with Batman that they kind of flash forwarded to in Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got
the worst. After Darkseid took over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Superman's got, you know, he's a bad guy, and he's got Batman hanging up, and, you know, he cuts people in half with his laser eyes. Like, I was looking forward to seeing more of that as well.
We'll go watch Darkseid. I'm sorry, Justice League Dark Apocalypse War. You kind of get a good tasting of that.
Was that the one?
That's the new cartoon that just came out.
Cartoon? I saw the original Justice League Dark, but I haven't seen the new one yet. That's what that's about.
They get fucked up. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so... It's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And, you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and we have, both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now. Get now. Started. For a very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rashate, you're 50% off. Rashate. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right. Speaking of fucked up. This one was my idea. I sent these to you, Brent. Mm-hmm. When we started the cafeteria episodes towards the beginning of the pandemic, this is actually one of my first ideas. We didn't get to it for a while because I ordered them on the same day from Amazon.
Yeah. And not like, two different sellers, the same seller. Yeah.
Same seller. I got mine in like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And yours took a month and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're like, hey, I got a notification they're delivering it today. I'm like, oh, yay. Yeah, it was really weird. Like, you got the last one or something like that.
Maybe. So I don't know if they have like a expiration date. On the bottom it says Best Buy 2/24/22. So I feel like it won't matter from a freshness perspective.
No, they're dried out flavor pasted crickets. I don't think we're going to notice a difference. These taste a little stale.
A little stale.
You can barely get the flavor of the egg sac.
So we have 3 different flavors of crickets, listeners.
We got salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
Bacon and cheese.
Uh-huh.
Sour cream and onion.
Yes. And unless we dry heave or something bad happens, you know, Brent gets a flipper stuck in his maw or something. We're gonna try all three.
Yeah, we are gonna try all three. I don't know. We'll see. I'm starting. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna start with. Salt and vinegar. I don't know why. I just want to start with that one. It's got a nice blue and white package. These do not. They're not churched up in any way. It is just a little bitty box. Think of like Chiclets. Inside it has a little window, and you can see the plastic that is holding a whole bunch of fucking bugs.
And the crickets are, and when you say not churched up in any way, that's a really good way of putting it. It's not like they pull they grind them up or they pull the legs off to make them look more. It's literally like you could, if it moved, you wouldn't be surprised if it flew away. Like it's a cricket that you'd find just sitting on the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to take a couple photos. I got photos here. I'm showing the bag of good. Yeah, I can hear it now. I don't know if that's the plastic or just the eggs breaking or legs break eggs. Legs chirp, chirp, breaking. Chirp, chirp. All right.
Now, okay, so before we dive in, Brent, have you ever eaten a bug before? Like,
I'm sure I've eaten many of them. I used to have a motorcycle. I've swallowed many a bug. But not what I meant
like
this,
where you chew it, like where it's meant as a food source.
I don't even know if this is meant as a food source. This is more meant as like a torture, but yes. No, no, I have not. I don't even know how to pour these out. I'm just going to pour. So the legs, speaking of legs, didn't really make it real well.
No, they all fell off. Those are the appetizer, Brent.
All right, so one of these little guys. It's very hard in my hand.
If you smell the bag, it does smell like.
Oh my god! Like, it smells like Lay's salt and vinegar chips.
Does it really does? There. The last time I ate a bug, I ate a cricket or a grasshopper that was inside of a sucker. I bought it like a gag.
I've seen those before,
and I remember it not tasting bad, but I remember having a distinct taste, like a taste that I walked away knowing that was that. Yep. It wasn't like grossed out, but it was a thing.
When we were talking about bugs before you ordered these, I was looking online, and one of the things you can get readily available on Amazon is like sauteed tarantula and different kinds of tarantula. That is a whole lot of bug. What I mean? Like that's on another level. Just crack like, it into I mean, a spider.
I wonder if you actually get a meatiness to it, like a you know.
They
like
say that that's a delicacy in some places, and I've seen them open them up, and they're kind of gooey looking. I don't know if it's more like a like you're not gooey, but like a lobster, you know, or a crab or something like that.
Well, I wouldn't do it, not because I'd be grossed out about it. I like tarantulas, like as pets. I had a couple growing up. I'm a fan. Not that you can't eat animals that you also like. I mean, I like pigs, and I also like to eat them. But I don't think I'd go for tarantula. I you know how when people eat fish, they say, I want the least fishy tasting fish.
Yeah.
I want the least buggy tasting bugs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, lots of societies eat them. Now we're about to. Let's get this fucking over with. I am not excited about this at all. And I don't think of myself as a pussy when it comes to this stuff, but man, I'm not. Well, I'm not because I'm going to do it, but I'm not excited about it.
I have seen you be willing to try and or embrace some really fucking weird foods. And so it's funny that we've hit a snag for you in your openness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I am eating it. I am going to eat it.
I mean, you're not saying no.
Yeah. All right.
Whereas producer Lisa is not with us today.
No, she is not here. She didn't want to be in the room. She wants nothing to do with this. So
shall we on the count of three, Brent?
All right.
One, two, cricket.
Oh,
that's not bad at all.
It's hollow. It tastes like what did I say about hollow? Like, I had to actually drink some because it gets all over your mouth. They're so dry.
It flakes up. Have you ever had those like freeze dried peas?
Yeah, that's a decent example. Less hard.
True, less hard, but kind of that same consistency and also that same kind of real dryness. It's really dry. That's the thing. The flavor is salt and vinegar, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
but I can't get over how dry it is.
It is like a hollow ball of salt and vinegar.
Yeah, yeah.
There is no bug taste or anything like that.
No. I mean, I'm encouraged enough by the first one that I'm going to move on to another flavor.
Go for it. I'm done, I think. No, that's not true. Which one do you want to do?
Oh, we got to do bacon and cheese, don't we?
Yeah, I am not a sour cream and onion. I don't like the sour cream and onion flavor. I'm not going to eat that one because I don't like sour cream and onion. I think worse than the cricket, which was nothing. So, yeah.
I didn't know that about you. Don't like sour cream and onion.
I don't mind sour cream and onion dip, but when it's on a chip and stuff like that, I just find it fucking revolting for some reason. So I don't know about yours. My bacon and cheese are bigger. Crickets.
Oh, interesting. Mine are roughly all the same size.
So I would say that my salt and vinegar and my sour cream and onion are about the same size. These are just a little bit bigger.
You smell the inside of the package. It smells, again, if you had bacon and cheddar Lay's or some other type of potato chips, that's what it would smell like. That, and it has that same kind of...
It's a little musty. Mustier one.
Well, I
get that. No, it does smell like a chip. I'm just not a loving
is this. What you're picking up, though, that, you know, I hate bacon flavoring in chips, period. Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't taste like bacon to me. It tastes like just like this fake. It's kind of like adding liquid smoke to make something taste like quote unquote barbecue.
Right.
Whatever they add for bacon, I don't like just generally enjoy. So I wonder if that's the weirdness we're picking up.
Yeah, maybe. I'm as you're talking, I got a little bit distracted because hold on here. I'm trying to see what this says. On the back of it, it actually tells you what you're eating. The wings, the flank, the rump. It literally has a cricket. It points to all this shit on there.
The other green meat.
Drumstick. Breast, wing, drumstick, flank, and rump.
It's all right.
The other green meat. All right.
Oh, it even tells you what kind of cricket. Okay, I'm gonna butcher this. Arcetta domestica? Arcetta? I don't know. Sorry, biology
it's
majors.
It's hard to read for me up here because the lights are a little dim. Not dim. The studio is not bright.
I guess it's the, the genus and species? Or the, no, just the species? I don't know.
Speaking
anyway.
Genus and species, let's eat this prick.
Let's do it. One, two, crunch.
I don't like the flavor.
No.
At all.
But again, I don't think that's the cricket.
I can't stress this enough. Hold on. It's all over my mouth again. The cricket has no flavor. It is hollow. It's like, this is gross. Think of a cicada shell.
Yeah.
It's like it's not. The whole cricket's there and you can see the eyes and the pieces and stuff, but it's just so dried out. Like, I wonder if that's how they prepare them, is like dehydrating or freeze drying or something like that. And then just.
Well, I've seen. So I think they do it a number of ways. They certainly dry them out like this. Like if you go to markets in other countries where they've just got like, you know how if you go to an open air market here, you might see just big bins of like peanuts that you'd buy by the pound.
Yeah.
It's the same thing of crickets or grubs or, you know, the roaches, all the different types of bugs. And those are definitely dried out or, you know, bug jerky or whatever you want to call it. But I've also seen like at restaurants where they serve bugs, it's like, you know, flash fried, sauteed in with rice. Like it's like instead of chicken fried rice, cricket fried rice, you know, and then in that case, they would have a much different consistency, I think, because they were never dried out.
Well, and when we were in high school, we dissected, you probably did too, crickets, but they were those giant fucking crickets. And they were full of shit. There's a lot of stuff inside them.
Cat, I remember.
We did fetal pig or whatever.
This was in Mr. Gilbert's class. Mr. Gilbert. Shout out Mr. Gilbert if you're listening.
He pulls the gun out of his mouth. Someone cares. That's terrible.
That is terrible, Brent. Mr. Gilbert was awesome. He was one of my favorite teachers. You didn't even have him.
No.
So I took zoology and something or other my senior year, and Mr. Gilbert was the teacher. It was a great class. I dissected a cat. Ultimately, in high school, I had two iguanas, Zeus and Ed. And I donated, when I moved to college, I donated Zeus and Ed to Mr. Gilbert's class.
Yeah, no, he was a cool cat. He was actually a really cool guy. And he was like a bartender on the side, too.
Yeah, Metalhead, right?
Yeah, yep. So that's fun.
There's a bar in Springfield, now defunct bar. Did they rebuild it? I don't know.
Well, it's funny that you say, you know, we talk about these people. You were like a senior. He came there when I was a junior or a senior, whatever it was. You know, he was also probably like 24 years old. You know what I mean? So he's not very much older than us, where I'm like 18. You know what I mean? So now you wouldn't even realize.
Listener to the show. I mean,
yeah. Yeah.
So, Mr. Gilbert, if you're listening, shout out. Love you. Enjoyed dissecting the cat.
Yeah. There you go.
So Brent, you know, I think you kind of nailed it with the cicada shell. I was trying to think of it without the flavoring, something like in food form that you could compare it to. It's just like a husk, like a
I don't know what you would call it.
Just kind of dry husks on them that you can eat, but mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like a little bit more of an edible, less salty peanut shell, maybe.
Think of like when you peel a peanut, that shell, and not like cracking it, but the shell, like it, not the shell.
Oh, like the papery the stuff, skin. Yeah.
Yeah, if that was a little harder and you had a whole bunch of it, that's a kind of a, and that also explains how it gets like all over your mouth as soon as you bite it.
But the thing that's just, it was just so blatant to me is how dry it was.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a tea sitting right here. I've drank half of it. Again, not because of the flavor, but because
I ate one, and there's of two of them, and there's, I'm trying to see here. I put it back in the box. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 left, maybe. There's not a lot. You don't get a lot. Like, if you liked this, you'd be like, this is a fucking ripoff. You know what I mean?
This is definitely a novelty thing. There's no way that people are like ordering this for like, oh, that'll be my snack for the week.
Fuck you, listeners, for making me do this, is what I'm going to say, because I did not want to eat a goddamn cricket.
it's more fuck me. I mean,
yeah, it's true. They're always throwing out weird shit, though. I'm like, we're just trying to eat things that are, I say fuck you, listeners, that are, you know, edible, that people do eat, which, you know, people do eat this, and people are like, eat.
People do eat. So we have a lot of international listeners. I was looking at our numbers the other day. Thank you to the three of you in Bangladesh listening.
Yeah.
You know, so hey, there could be people listening to this like, fucking idiots. We eat that all day, every day. And or actually, more succinctly, fucking Americans have to put cheddar and bacon flavor on a cricket to eat it. All right. So, Brent, I'm going to try the sour cream and onion.
Yeah, you go to town on that one.
But I need to round it out to feel like I did it justice. Oh, the drumstick just popped off. All right. 1, 2, 3.
That one really crunched. I heard it.
Yeah, just super dry.
I will say that the granted, I'm not eating this one, but the salt and vinegar had more taste to me than the bacon and cheese. But maybe that was just because the bacon and cheese was just one of those funky fake flavorings.
The salt and vinegar was the most appropriate flavor to have on these. The sour cream onion was indistinct and not that great too. The salt and vinegar was by far the best, in my opinion. And I thought of what these things remind me of. There are, I'm forgetting what kind of beans, but there's a kind of bean that, not chickpeas, though it's similar to chickpeas, that you dry roast and then you eat as a snack. Like, that's a thing. You can buy them dry roasted already. Not a specialty store. Most, and I'm forgetting the name of it right now, inconsequential, but those beans, whatever beans are dry roasted and then sold as a snack, that's what these remind me of, both in flavor and in consistency.
Okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Speaking of beans, a listener who I don't have it in front of me, I've forgotten, but has sent many times, like, we need to do this thing. It is a Asian cuisine dish where they take a bean and then it ferments and it becomes sticky. And when you pull it out, like if you put a spoon, you pull it, it strings like cheese, like, but it's all like the fermentation from them. And they eat it, like kids eat it and adults eat it. And it's one of those kind of like Vegemite. It's an, you know, you love it or you hate it.
Yeah, right.
And I've looked to try to find it, and they have it on Amazon, but you either got to make it yourself or it's super expensive and ready to go. So the name is escaping me, but it is cheesy beans. I don't know. It looks really fucking gross, though, when you see it. But like just fermented beans.
I'd try. I like fermented stuff.
I'll try pretty much. Speaking of fermented, something I don't eat that you always eat when we go out, kimchi.
I just had some on my breakfast this morning.
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan at all. It's just a rancid taste to me. I always try things that I know I don't like every once in a while, just in case, because your tastes do change.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I've tried to incorporate. The thing I've always hated is mushrooms, and I've tried to start to incorporate those into some of the dishes I cook, just to, you know, see if I still can't do like the gross button canned mushrooms they put on a pizza.
Those are like, yeah, I don't really care for those. But I don't like. Growing up, we always my dad went and got mushrooms. You know, mushroom hunting.
Yeah.
And I've just never been a mushroom fan.
Yeah.
I will eat it. I just don't enjoy it.
They put some mushrooms. They put some different types of mushrooms in Asian cooking that I don't mind. The shiitake mushrooms, kind of diced up in sautés, are good. I eat a lot of hot and sour soup.
Yeah,
and there's a type of mushroom they always put in the hot and sour soup that looks like it's kind of like black and looks like cartilage almost. It's like real wavy. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't look like a mushroom. It's whatever type of mushroom that is, doesn't taste like a mushroom to me. And I like that. And I like the consistency. What I've tried to do at home is for me, it's a consistency thing. So I dice them up really small and then saute them in butter, to eat with like a steak.
Okay.
And that's, I can deal with that pretty well.
There's a lot of things that people probably, when you say cartilage, made me think of tripe. I like tripe. I really like tripe in soups and things like that, you know. That's another thing that like people probably don't eat just because of what it is, which is the stomach lining.
You actually hit on one of the few things out there that I have tried and do not like. I eat because you know I love Vietnamese food, and my favorite Vietnamese food is probably pho. If you don't know, it's their traditional soup, right?
It's a giant bowl of everything, and I fucking love it.
It's great. And one of the ingredients that you can get it with is tripe.
Yeah, I always get that. I like it, but yeah.
I've had it. I can't do it. I just, there's something about it. I don't enjoy the flavor or the consistency. Like, both, and those two combined.
Anything that you have to wash and squeeze and wash and squeeze and wash and squeeze, you know, you ever watched?
Yeah, the preparation. Well, yeah, you're eating its intestinal tract. I mean,
yeah,
you got to get
stomach,
you
know, yeah.
So, yeah, the other thing, that gets washed and there's a whole process to it are like mussels and clams.
Yeah.
And I love those, but I only do them at restaurants because it's such a mussels aren't that bad, but like oysters
clams, need to be served officially. If you're eating it on a half shell, they need to be alive. You know what I mean? You can get sick if you don't do them right.
Oh yeah. And if you like clams, you have to make sure that they're still alive when you cook them, and you pop them and see if they open a little bit.
I like clams. I don't enjoy oysters at all. I think it's more the consistency. Just don't like the taste. I don't know. But yeah, mussels, meh. You know, I don't mind oysters here and there.
My favorite,
they're not oysters. I'm sorry, but
clams.
Yeah,
my favorite mussels are when they do them steamed in like a pot of, you know, some real good butter, white wine, sauce, tomatoes, whatever, and they give you like the bread on the side. So you eat the clam, or you eat the mussels, and then dip the bread in the juice. It's great.
I also like conch fritters and conch salad, stuff like that. You know,
I like conch too. Yeah. If it's fresh, like conch can get chewy pretty quickly.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, and almost hard. Yeah, not good if it's like that at all.
So, Brent, would you say the salt and vinegar was your favorite of the flavors?
Unfortunately, yes. I have a favorite flavoring on my cricket, but yeah, I would say that's the way to go.
Furthermore, will you now, once we're off this episode, go finish the salt and vinegar?
I will not, but I will probably move them downstairs from the studio and try to get other people to finish them. I don't see them going bad because I don't think you're going to notice.
I told different, you know, I like to get my kid to try new, different, interesting foods, and he tends to really enjoy the kind of out there stuff. Like my wife can't believe it when she'll turn around. And, what's that?
I just said my wife.
She'll turn around and I've got him eating, you know, I made a rabbit the other day. He's eating rabbit with me, you know, just stuff she won't eat. He likes sushi. I had him eating a sushi roll last night. She's already told me she's not going to allow me to feed him crickets.
That's when you say, you don't tell me how to parent, devil woman.
I'm gonna go ahead and make the rest of my weekend
rabbit
awesome.
Is not a weird meat, you know, it's not a weird food, and hell, he's probably like chicken, you know what I mean, because it does not taste like chicken. It's the same consistency as chicken.
That's true. It's not weird, it's more uncommon, I think, would right. be a better way. But you're not gonna find it in many stores.
Well, guess what, I grew up eating rabbit and turtle all the time.
I've had turtle soup.
Always had fried turtle, you know, and
I've never had that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, if it's out there, it's proof today, I'll probably try it. Unfortunately.
What's the weirdest meat you've ever eaten?
Meat? We had camel recently. I don't know if that's weird, but, I tell you what, it's a huge waste of money because it tastes just like beef. Like literally, you would never tell a difference. I made meatballs and we made some spaghetti camel meatballs out of it and just got a couple pounds of it, and that one was kind of cool just because I was like, camel.
Have you had any of the kind of the poo-pooed meats, like a horse or dog or anything like that?
No. Well, who knows? I eat at fast food restaurants, so probably. But I did not know. You know, horses. I they say, unfortunately, a lot of people have probably eaten horse from poor places because you can't really tell the difference.
Right.
So I wouldn't have
same
problem.
With rat, right?
What's that?
It was rat. Like
rat chicken. You know. They say those wings, baby. That's not a wing. That's just a rat.
I haven't had any of those either. I think the weirdest meat I've probably... I had python once.
Yeah, I've had python. I've had alligator and all that bullshit, you know. And alligator just tastes like a fishier tasting chicken. But if you like a big old flank, you can get a big old flank of it. So if you're a big white meat fan...
That might have been my first weird meat at the Illinois State Fair. They serve
alligator on a stick.
For in the 90s, they served alligator.
Yep.
And they fried. It was deep fried. So, I mean, what?
Right.
It was fine. I doubt there are too many meats that if you bred them and deep fry them, wouldn't at least be edible.
Yeah, right. Like it's not hard to mess it up, one of those things. Yeah. So let us know, kids. We're gonna jump off here real quick. Let us know if you got some things that are easily obtainable. I don't wanna, you know, break any international laws or anything trying to eat something. I don't wanna like, oh man, you gotta try panda, it just melts in your mouth. But
have you had koala? Yeah. I mean, have you had koala?
Drop bear soup is amazing this time of year. let us know, and you can let us know on Hysteria Nation. You can email us info@hysteria51.com. You can just find all that stuff. Just go to hysteria51.com and you can find all the links and stuff on there. And on our webpage, I'll throw some pictures of the crickets and things in the show description for you.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. So, all right, kids.
Thanks for
the
listening.
Bugs are done. We'll talk to you next time.
Take care.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite. Join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.